September 17, the power of grace. Multiplied blessings. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1, 2 and 3. In the first chapter of the second epistle of Peter, you will find the promise that grace and peace will be multiplied unto you, if you will add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. 2 Peter 1, 5 to 7. These virtues are wonderful treasures. Shall we not strive to use to the very best of our ability the little time that is left in this life, adding grace to grace, power to power, making it manifest that we have a source of power in the heavens above? Christ says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28:18. What is this power given to him for? For us, he desires us to realize that he has returned to heaven as our elder brother, and that the measureless power given him has been placed at our disposal. We are to represent Christ in all that we say and do. We are to live his life. The principles by which he was guided are to shape our course of action toward those with whom we are associated. When we are securely anchored in Christ, we have a power that no human being can take from us. The unstudied, unconscious influence of a holy life is the most convincing sermon that can be given in favor of Christianity. Argument, even when unanswerable, may provoke only opposition, but a godly example has a power that it is impossible wholly to resist. Through his Son, God has revealed the excellency to which man is capable of attaining. And before the world, God is developing us as living witnesses of what man may become through the grace of Christ. What an honor he confers upon us in urging us to be holy in our sphere as the Father is holy in his sphere. And through his power we are able to do this, for he declares, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Matthew 28:18. This unlimited power, it is your privilege and mine to claim.